From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, the one place in America where conservatives can go and be educated and be entertained. And we always trigger a leftist. Well, I hope you're doing well. We've got a lot going on this hour of the program. And, wow, what a great weekend in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I was invited to deliver a keynote address Saturday at the Pray Vote Stand Summit. And it was just really refreshing to see so many of our wonderful listeners there, Newsmax viewers. As a matter of fact, Friday, we did the show live from Media Row and just had a blast. A lot of great, great people joined us for that 3-hour show. And as I was walking through the massive Omnishore Hotel, a lady comes over to me, and she's one of the staff members there, and she had a huge tray of something. She was going in to serve people food or something. She said, "Oh, my gosh, it's you." And I said, "Yes, it's me." She goes, "You're on Newsmax." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." And we had a great conversation, and I hate it for the people that were waiting for their food because I think it got cold. But it was great to meet so many wonderful people from all different backgrounds who are there to mobilize, knock on doors, and get people fired up to go and vote on Election Day. Folks, we are in the home stretch here, and there's a lot going on. The Democrats are up to all sorts of nonsense, and we've got a country to save. So I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the program today. 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. You know, President Trump over the weekend delivered that amazing address in Butler County, Pennsylvania. Our good friend Ben Dieter from radio station KWAM was actually there. He's from that area of Pennsylvania, was back home visiting his family, and ended up getting credentials to go cover it. And said it was one of the most remarkable events he had ever been a part of. And the campaign said as many as 100,000 people were there. You know, what really struck me about this whole thing? Here's a guy, and you talk about a guy who was just confident in himself, Donald Trump, showing up and literally doing a dance on that stage where a gunman tried to blow his head off. The president did not look alarmed. He didn't look like he was in fear of his life. He was up there having a good time. And it was really admirable. It was something that I haven't seen in a long time in American politics. That took guts, ladies and gentlemen. That took courage to do what he did. Meanwhile, what, 45 people show up in Flint, Michigan for a Kamala Harris rally? Are you kidding me? So, look, I want to address these polls. I've been getting a lot of emails from people. "Todd, we're very concerned about the polls. What are you going to do? What are we going to do?" Well, I don't believe the polls. I just don't believe them. But the reality is we have a great unknown out there, and the great unknown is Gen Z and the millennials. And the question is, will those people get out to vote, millennials more so than Gen Z? But if they do, where will they be casting their ballot, for the Democrats or for the Republicans? And that's a quandary, because those two generations grew up in the weaponized public school system, by and large. And so a lot of them have been, I don't know, indoctrinated to hate America. They've been spoon-fed propaganda from the time they were in kindergarten till they got their degrees. And so a lot of these kids have no idea what America is all about. They've got no idea about American greatness. They hate our founding fathers. They think we're evil. They want to destroy the Constitution. And they think Donald Trump is either Satan or Hitler or both. And it's hard to overcome that, because, again, we're talking about people who have been programmed, and you really almost, you have to deprogram these kids and what they've been learning in their public school. So, that's the great unknown. That being said, I think something is going on with Gen Z and you guys, because many of the young people, especially the young men of America, are just fed up. They're sick and tired of it. And they're putting on their big boy pants, their cowboy boots, and they're saying to the culture at large, woman, go make me a sandwich. They're done. They're done with being subservient. They're done with the attacks. They're just done. And I think that could be the game changer here. I truly do. I think that could be the game changer. Our telephone number again is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we're going to play some audio here. And team, let me know when we get our audio together. Because I want us to go back to the rally. And we saw things that we have not seen before. And it's an amazing thing. Even going back to Barack Hussein Obama, you know, Obama used to draw the crowds as well. Trump is doing this all over the country. As a matter of fact, there's a report out of Pennsylvania today that the voter registration, Democrats still outnumber Republicans on voter registration, but the numbers have shrunk. So there are more Republicans voting in this election cycle than have ever voted before in Pennsylvania. Now, that leads to another issue, and that issue is what's happening right now in places like Georgia and East Tennessee, Florida, and Western North Carolina. Now, in Western North Carolina, you know, a lot of folks are saying, well, those votes really won't matter all that much. Oh, yes, they will. We're talking about 500,000 votes in that area of Western North Carolina, and the 500,000 votes voted for Donald Trump. You had about 100,000 people out there that voted for Joe Biden in the last election in that area. That is an extremely rock solid red part of the state. And I don't mean to add to the hysteria out there, but I do wonder if part of the thinking when it comes to FEMA and the lack of a response, I wonder if that has to do with the fact that they really don't want those people voting on Election Day. I mean, North Carolina, forget about Tennessee for a moment, but Tennessee's rock solid red. But North Carolina, that is a battleground state, and the Republicans will need every single one of those votes in the mountains to pull off a victory. I mean, that's just running the numbers here, folks. I'm just being as plain spoken as I can be. Does that mean that the higher ups at FEMA were sitting around and saying, well, we've got to figure out a way to screw the Republicans, and let's just take our time getting these roads rebuilt and getting power restored? Is that I don't know. I don't want to think that, but at the same time, we've seen how this government operates. I mean, look at what happened in East Palestine, Ohio. Look at what happened in Maui with the poor people there. And now we've got a hurricane that's bearing down on Florida, and you're looking at one of the largest evacuations of the state since 2017, and now they're saying this could be a Category 5 storm by the time it hits Tampa Bay. It's a mess, and we don't know where it's going to go, but it's a big mess. So anyway, all that to say, what is Florida? What is Georgia? By the way, Georgia, another battleground state, and the areas that were impacted by the storms were predominantly Republican strongholds. And we're going to need every single vote. I saw a quote from somebody who's a GOP operative in the Hendersonville area saying, hey, look, those mountain folks are going to do whatever is necessary to get out and vote. And I respect that. But is that actually fair? Is that going to be humanly possible? I mean, will there be places for people? And let me tell you something, Republicans in North Carolina, you better be all on this. You ought to be on this like white on rice. You need to be on this because this could very well determine the outcome of the election. That's how big this is. So I smell there's a lot of rotten stuff going on right now. And I'm telling you, it may not be necessarily one October surprise. It may be lots of medium-sized or little October surprises that add up to a big problem for Republicans on Election Day. By the way, you folks in Tennessee, today, this is the last day to register for early voting, or for voting, rather. So you got to register to vote. If you can't do it, you won't be voting on Election Day. So get your butts out there and get to it. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, your calls. We have some great guests. Caroline Leavitt, the national press secretary for Donald Trump, is going to be here in just a few moments. Liz Peek from Fox News is going to drop by. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors our nation's greatest heroes, their sacrifices, and helps our nation to never forget. Mario Nelson was a special man who respected and loved America. Mario joined the National Guard after 9/11. He volunteered to help with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. Later, Mario and his wife had a daughter. Motivated by his 9/11 experience, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Sergeant Mario Nelson later deployed to Iraq. Just 2 months shy of coming home, he was killed in action at the age of 26. Thanks to the support of friends like you, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation delivered a mortgage-free home to Mario's wife and daughter. In their darkest hours, that home brought them stability, peace of mind, and a place to call their own. Do good in honor of heroes like Mario, heroes who put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, and the freedoms we all enjoy. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So look, I want to read some intel for you that we've been getting. There's been a lot of fake news from both sides on the handling of the hurricane recovery efforts. And I don't know if you guys have been following all of this, but it's a mess. It's just a great big mess. And you have a lot of people out there pretending to be conservatives when they're really not. And they're grifting on the dire conditions that are happening in the Carolinas and East Tennessee. So I want to share with you the information that we have. And this is all verified information, and we're doing our very best to. Here's what gets me. I'll just give you an example. There was a message that was going viral on Twitter. North Carolina sheriffs threatening to arrest FEMA agents who get in the way. Okay, well, who are the sheriffs? Name one. Just one sheriff. Where is the information coming from? I spent hours trying to track down the original source of that information. Couldn't find it. Could not find it. But here's information we have been able to verify, and I want to share it with you. So first of all, Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger out in East Tennessee, she represents all that area in Congress. She says that she is hearing the same reports about FEMA being nowhere to be found in their communities. And right now they are relying on churches and Samaritan's Purse to get help to people who've lost everything. The mayor of Blowing Rock, North Carolina, the mayor told me the exact same thing. He had yet to see a FEMA official. And then this item from Tennessee State Senator Adam Lowe. He reports that FEMA, and he confirms this, that FEMA is confiscating aid and hindering private relief efforts. He also says the death toll is grossly inaccurate and says the numbers will far exceed the current reporting. So the only people that are actually helping are the local churches, military veterans, and Samaritan's Purse. Meanwhile, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this. Meanwhile, Harris Casino, that's in Cherokee, North Carolina, Harris Cherokee Casino just announced on their social media pages that FEMA crews are staying at their resort, turning ballrooms into command centers. Now, I'm not sure if they're concerned about the optics of all of this, but why not house the victims of the storm at Harrah's Resort instead of the FEMA crews, who, quite frankly, ought to be, I don't know, living in trailers or tents or going out there and being in the community to help these people? But I have no doubt that the good people over at FEMA are going to enjoy that all-you-can-eat buffet over at the Harrah's Cherokee Casino Resort. Really pathetic. But again, FEMA is out there saying, boots on the ground, we're actively helping people, but we have documented evidence from three elected leaders who tell us that is simply not accurate at all. Meanwhile, you have the media out there, and they're saying, Well, FEMA is doing everything that they can possibly do, and all the rest of this is fake news. I want you to hear, this is a civilian. His name is Terrence, and he's out there. He's one of these volunteers making thousands of pancakes, working the griddles from Asheville, North Carolina. Cut number three.
Y'all, I'm laughing because I burned myself and I threw the spatula when I burned my hand. But I'm back on the grill cooking up a bunch of pancakes. I'm going to make probably about 1,000 pancakes today. I'm cooking pancakes tonight as well. We're cooking pancakes all day. Look, y'all, I got pallets of pancakes. Pallets. Pallets of pancakes. But we are out here in Asheville. We're going to be out here for a while helping out our brothers and sisters, y'all. They need all the help in the world. And you know what? FEMA and Kamala, no pancakes for y'all. No pancakes for Kamala Harris and for FEMA. Y'all don't get no pancakes at all because y'all should be out here helping these people in North Carolina. They need all the help in the world, and they can't get help because FEMA is supposedly out of money, which is absolutely insane. But you know what? We don't really need them. We need each other. That's why we come together as family, come together as Americans and help each other, because we cannot depend on the government, evidently. We can't depend on them, so we have to help each other.
That's true, and that's why I got to tell you something. Would you rather, and just think about this for a moment, would you rather have someone from the federal government coming to rescue your family, or would you rather have a bunch of redneck hillbillies? I'm going with the hillbillies, ladies and gentlemen. I am. But there's a reason why FEMA is not out there prioritizing these people. Number one, it's because they're conservative. Number two, it's because they're mostly Christian. And number three, they're not diversity, equity, or inclusion people. And I say that because I'm about to play you some audio from FEMA HQ. They had a disaster preparedness meeting. And I want you to listen as these FEMA representatives say that their focus has to be on LGBTQIA people. Listen to cut one.
Sparked a few things in my mind thinking about preparedness and how you said, you know, LGBTQIA people and people who have been disadvantaged already are struggling. They already have their own things to deal with. So you add a disaster on top of that. It's just compounding on itself. And I think that is maybe the why of why we're having these discussions, is because it isn't being talked about. It isn't being socialized. We're not paying attention to this community. Thank you so much. Maggie.
Thank you. Yeah, there are a couple of things that are intersecting in my mind here. One of them is the culture of emergency management as an organization, as an industry in the United States specifically, not abroad. This has, and my cat sometimes does this, she gets really loud suddenly, so you'll have to just allow for the little meowing in the background. The shift that we're seeing right now is a shift in emergency management from utilitarian principles, where everything is designed for the greatest good for the greatest amount of people, to disaster equity. But we have to do more. Right. And so this topic is intersecting, I think, with a number of other topics where we have to look at policies and understand to what extent they have disadvantaged communities that had less assets, communities that had pre-existing vulnerabilities in accessing disaster related recovery supports.
All right. Thank you, childless cat lady there. Meow, Mr. Whiskers. Look, so what does all of this mean for the good people in Western North Carolina? Well, I want you to hear me on this, and I don't mean to joke. Well, this is not a joke. This is no joking. This is no laughing matter. You need to go tell your mamaw, who is still stuck on the side of, I don't know, Blowing Rock or Bat Cave, go tell mamaw to self-identify as a lesbian. That's what you need to do, and I guarantee you the full force of FEMA will be there in a matter of 30 seconds. I'm just saying. All right, 901-260-5926. No, I'm not saying your mamaw is a lesbian, but, you know, it is what it is. Got to go. We'll be right back. Folks, hang on tight, because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself.
Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD. And my friends at Priority Gold, with over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, will send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you've got to act fast. Text GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD now.
All right, just think about this, folks. A couple of things. First of all, the hurricane. The big scandal here is that Biden did nothing, nothing at all. The hurricane hit on September 26th. It wasn't until October 2nd that the military was mobilized. That's the scandal. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's start our day in with Larry in Florida, listening to us on WOCA in Ocala, Florida. Hi, Larry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thank you for taking the call. You guys are doing a great job. I love the truth being told. But I just wanted to add one thing. I heard you say that the local churches were helping, and we're in Ocala, Florida, by the way, preparing for a storm of our own. And yesterday in our church, we put together 200 hygiene packages that are getting shipped to North Carolina.
Wow.
To another church up there. And I know that a lot of churches are doing the same thing, so our 200 maybe is a drop in the bucket, but there's a lot of other churches doing the same thing. So the local churches in North Carolina are getting having help from other churches external from the area.
Larry, and look, don't underestimate that. 200 people are going to be able to have cleaning supplies thanks to you and your fellow church members. That's a big deal.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, and what you're doing is outstanding. I just can't tell you how good it feels to hear the truth and how sickening it is that FEMA isn't helping. It's crazy.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Larry. What's the name of the church? I want to give your church a shout out.
It's called St. John Lutheran Church.
I love you Lutherans. You throw a good casserole on the Wednesday night church supper, Larry.
That's right.
Larry, in all seriousness, though, be safe. Are you anywhere in the evacuation zone?
Well, no, we're in Ocala, so we're not in the evacuation zone, but it's coming our way.
Yeah.
Hi, I have Caroline Love
right
on the line for the
Hey, Larry, I appreciate you calling in here. We're working on some, there we go, guys. Sorry, we have a few tech issues here. But Larry, God bless you, and you be safe, and let us know how you're doing. All right, Larry, thank you for that call. Let's go to Mark.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Larry. Let's go to Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hi, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I sound out of breath. I'm working, I'm rocking. This storm is more serious than people realize, and I'm going to emphasize this. You know, Ron DeSantis is doing a phenomenal job at preparing us for this. It's a Category 5 now at 160 miles an hour, and it's not even halfway here yet. These people that are in, we're in the eye of it, so I'm directly in the path of it. So if you got a solid foundation house, you should be okay. But those that are in mobile homes, manufactured homes and everything, they need to find somebody that's got a solid foundation house. Because if this thing hits, what we think it's going to hit at, it will destroy these mobile homes and these manufactured homes. So those people, there's a lot of stubborn people that said, we're going to ride this one out. This is not, I've never seen one this big coming directly at us right in the middle of the state, because I'm just above Orlando, and it's heading directly for us. I have friends down there in Treasure Island, and they evacuated. Anyone that rides this one out is crazy.
Well, Mark, it's good advice, and again, if the governor and your state emergency people are saying evacuate. You know what? Better safe than sorry. You can ride it out in safety somewhere else. And let this thing blow on through. So, Mark, you be safe. Do us a favor, though. Keep us updated on what's going on and your whereabouts. So be safe down there in the villages. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend. She is the National Press Secretary for President Trump, Caroline Leavitt. Caroline, good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
And, you know, Caroline, you just heard from some of our Florida listeners very concerned about this storm. And, of course, we're still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene and the atrocious response by the Biden administration. And I really do appreciate President Trump right from day one, Caroline. He said this is not about politics. This is about saving people's lives.
That's right, Todd. Yes, we do have another hurricane barreling towards Florida following the devastating impact of Hurricane Helene. And it's incredibly unfortunate that our federal government is broke and bankrupt thanks to Kamala Harris stealing $1 billion from FEMA's Hurricane Disaster Relief Fund to pay for housing and transportation and food for illegal immigrants. So now there's very little money left for real American citizens who are finding themselves in a dire situation. Of course, not just here in Florida with another hurricane incoming, but the devastating effects that continue to cripple livelihoods and families in Western North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia. I was with President Trump twice last week when we went to Georgia, two times in 1 week, to tour impacted areas, to talk with local officials. They've never seen anything like this. And the Biden-Harris administration has failed to provide the necessary federal support and resources that our fellow Americans are needing. That's why President Trump has started a GoFundMe page. It's raised more than $6 million. Last time I checked, every single penny will be directed from our campaign to nonprofits on the ground who are providing direct relief and support for those that have been impacted by this devastating storm with another one incoming.
Caroline, I have never seen such cluelessness from people and government. I mean, over the weekend, people are still suffering. We're still coming to grips with the fact that FEMA's broke. And then they turn around and announce they're sending well over $100 million in aid to Lebanon, while the poor people in North Carolina are getting $750. This is insanity.
Yeah, it's true. It's really disgusting and despicable. This is what you get when you have leaders who put America last at every single possible turn. And, you know, you just said it. They announced more than $100 million to go to Lebanon. You know, we gave $6 billion to Ukraine just a few weeks ago. And then Kamala Harris has the audacity to tell Americans that they will get $750 in federal funds. It's really just ridiculous. And it's just a dereliction of duty. And it's very sad to see. If President Trump were in office right now, I can tell you what would have happened. The 82nd Airborne from Fort Bragg, not Fort Liberty, like Kamala shamefully changed it to, they would have been deployed immediately under President Trump. This government would be moving at a business speed, not a bureaucratic speed like we're seeing right now under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
Yeah, I believe that 1,000%. Now, the reality is we do have an election coming up, and you're looking at about 500,000 voters in that area, in that region, who voted for Donald Trump. And are things in the works to make sure those people will have the ability to vote on Election Day?
Well, of course, you know, there is a concern about that. As President Trump has said, though, the main concern is making sure people are okay and
Absolutely.
Are surviving and are, you know, have safe places to sleep and aren't forced to sleep in their cars, like we're seeing many reports out of Western North Carolina right now. And then once, you know, that happens, then of course, you know, it's imperative that people do get out to vote so that we can stop this federal government terrible policy that's coming from the federal government, from Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And it's not just with Hurricane Helene we've seen a terrible response. Every single crisis that has come to their desk, they have failed. Maui, which was devastated by wildfires, the people of Hawaii still saying they're not getting what they need. East Palestine, Ohio, Joe Biden took months to visit. Kamala Harris never did. They only did after President Trump went to East Palestine and showed leadership, as always. You look at, you know, what happened in Afghanistan. That was a crisis that was caused by their incompetence and terrible, weak leadership and left 13 soldiers dead. Everywhere we look, At every crisis, this administration has failed and left Americans behind.
Caroline, we got word yesterday, late yesterday, of a disturbing situation out in Arizona where we believe every university student in the state, alumni, parents as well, received a text message urging the students to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And a lot of folks are wondering how the campaign was able to get their hands on all of the students' data. Are you guys aware of that? And if so, what response do you guys have?
You know, I haven't seen that, to be honest with you, Todd. There's a lot of news this morning, obviously, to catch up on. I hadn't seen that report, but what I can tell you is that our team is on the ground in Arizona and in every battleground state actively working to register and turn out voters. In fact, in Pennsylvania, we're outpacing the Democrats when it comes to voter registration. We have flipped three historically Democrat counties, Beavers County, Bucks County, and Luzerne County, from Democrat registered, majority Democrat voters to Republican voters in those counties. So we feel very confident in our ground game. There's a lot of misinformation out there in the media about it, but we're putting in the work in all of these battleground states to make sure that people of all ages are registering to vote, registering Republican, and will be turning out for President Trump. And by the way, Kamala's campaign is desperate to get the votes of these young students because she is lagging behind where the Democrats need to be with young voters. It's a key demographic for their electoral success, and she is not where Joe Biden was in 2020 with young people. She's failing because of her terrible policies that have made the American dream completely unattainable for young Americans.
Well, no doubt about that, and you are right. It is an incredibly, insanely busy day with the hurricane coming. Also, today is the one-year anniversary of the terrorist attacks on Israel, and the reality is that under this administration, there are still 97 people held hostage, including four Americans. And I think this is a scandal that the media has really completely ignored, Caroline.
Which scandal, Todd? Sorry, you cut out.
Oh, the fact that four Americans are still held hostage 1 year later in yeah. Gaza. It's just that's yeah. scandalous.
Yeah, we are 1 year of the, you know, anniversary of the heinous October 7th attack, which would have never happened if President Trump was still in the White House. The Iranian regime is emboldened. They are enriched more than ever. They were weak. They were broke under President Trump. And they attacked a year ago because they felt empowered to do it by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's terrible policies that has literally allowed them to profit billions and billions of dollars in not only oil sales, but money that has been directly unfrozen or transferred by the United States government, which is atrocious to think. It's hard to believe it's been a year and this war, this conflict continues to go forward. I mean, it's actually worse today than it was. You know, over the past year, Iran launching the largest missile attack on Israel in its history just a few days ago. So it's become increasingly clear that only President Trump is going to stop this conflict in the Middle East. Only President Trump is going to end the terrorist Iranian regime. Only President Trump is going to bring peace back to the Middle East like there was in his first term.
Mm. All right, Caroline, look, we're going to let you go. I know you're super slammed today, and we appreciate all the great intel. And I will say this. What an amazing day over the weekend in Butler County, Pennsylvania. I'll give you the last word. That really moved a lot of people in this country.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, Todd. It's great to be with you. And we need everyone to sign up, DonaldJTrump.com, to join our team, to volunteer, to get involved. We only have 29 days left to save this country. We need all hands on deck. Thank you.
Caroline Leavitt, everybody, the National Press Secretary for President Trump on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, your calls, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size My Pillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use My Pillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phone lines, as promised, 901-260-5926. OG in North Carolina, listening to us on WTKF. Hi, OG, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you holding up?
I'm
pretty good.
Thank you.
The word for today is survival of self and family. In this current environment, be it, political or just natural environment, everyone needs to be prepared to survive. And that means you have to have a bug-out bag, a ditch bag. 68 years on the water taught me that on more than one occasion. You need to have food, water for at least 5 days, medication, defensive weapons, and shelter, and some way to take care of yourself and family. If you don't, you're going to be in a dirt nap.
You know, one of the things that really has surprised me about this, OG, is that there are a lot of people who really are relying on the federal government to help. Meanwhile, you've got these mountain folks, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but these are pretty much a Scotch-Irish heritage, right? These folks came from Scotland, Ireland, and these are people that are pretty darn self-reliant, and that's why you're seeing a lot of these folks just, you know, saddling up the horses and getting the supplies in. Forgetting all about FEMA and the federal government.
Exactly right. If you can't take care of yourself, don't rely on someone else to do it. You need to develop the skills, the knowledge, and the commitment primarily to have a way to take care of yourself and family with food, shelter, and basic survival, defensive weapons, whatever meets your need, whatever makes you feel comfortable.
I'm with you on that.
So, in any event, thank you for what you do, sir.
All right,
thanks. Be careful. Watch your stick.
Yep, thanks a lot, OG. You too now. And, no, he's got it. Look, OG's got a great point, is you've got to look out for yourself. You know, back during the early days of the country, if you allowed yourself to become the victim of a crime, that was on you. Seriously. I mean, you had to make sure that you and your family were prepared, no matter what. Let's go to Webb in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Webb. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. Good to talk to you. You hit a very important thing, which I thought about the other day, and I was going to call, but I didn't, and I'm glad you brought it up. And that thing is that the voting bloc is lost for the Carolinas, and now it will be lost for Florida, unless we do something. I'm sure if Mr. Trump were apprised of this, he might think of sending people to ballot harvest for those people that were, even though, you know, they're under a lot of pressure right now, they said they wanted to vote, they could still vote if they did that. Number one. Number two, I want you to remember when Obama was running and the Republican convention was rained out. I think it was a hurricane. And now two Republican areas are also getting rained out. There is a thing called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, which has to do with weather control. And it wouldn't surprise me, considering that it happened in Obama's administration and it's happening now, if these people have somehow found a way to use HAARP, it might be worth looking into.
Well, I have looked into this, Webb, and in the next segment of the show, we're going to talk about that because There are a lot of people in the mainstream media that are saying that's just that's a load of hooey. There's no such thing as weather modification. But not only is it a real thing, it's been a real thing going all the way back to the late 1960s, early 70s. And so we're going to be talking about that coming up after the news break. Webb, good call. Thank you for the setup there. Hang tight, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
America has a new choice for fair and balanced news. ToddStarns.com. Journalism you can trust from some of the best reporters and opinion writers in the business. ToddStarns.com takes you to the front lines of the culture war, defending faith, freedom, and your family. ToddStarns.com also features exclusive interviews with America's top newsmakers like Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, and Newt Gingrich. Find out why millions of Americans read ToddStarns.com every day. It's news you can trust. ToddStarns.com.
When you're working to protect and serve your community and country, you need a degree program that fits into your busy schedule. At Liberty University, you'll find just that. With 100% online program options and no set login times, you can advance your skills without sacrificing your commitments. Plus, we offer exclusive tuition rates and discounts to current and former service members, their spouses, and first responders. Learn more by texting DEGREE to 49595. That's DEGREE to 49595.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare, you get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stern.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stern Radio Show, hour two of the big show. Hope you're doing good. Man, I had great time in Washington, D.C. I got to hang out with a lot of great patriots who are fired up and ready to get to the ballot box. And it was just a blessing. I want to thank our good buddy Tony Perkins for putting on the Pray Vote Stand conference. You know what was really cool about this conference? I'm just going to be just level with you. You know, there are a lot of lawmakers up on Capitol Hill. Many of them happen to be Republicans, and they pretend to be Christian. You know, they pretend and they want the Christian vote. And so they put on a big phony, you know. And you can kind of see through it. You know what I loved about this conference in Washington, D.C.? There weren't any politicians there. I thought that was one of the most refreshing things, and I loved it. So anyway, if you get a chance to go next year, Pray Vote Stand Summit, it's worth the trip. You're going to love it. You're going to come away encouraged, inspired. And I got to tell you something, folks. I think I delivered a heck of a good speech. I'm telling you. I got a standing O. So, you know, there's that. And I kept it under 20 minutes. People appreciate that. All right, I want to go to a couple of phone calls here before we get into weather modification, because I am fascinated by this. First, let's go to Carolyn in North Carolina, WHKP. Carolyn, tell me what's going on. Where are you?
I'm in Hendersonville.
All right, so you're in Hendersonville, North Carolina. So what's going on in Hendersonville? Right.
Well, I tell you, it looks like a war zone. It's terrible.
But I just got gas a little bit ago and at a QT. And I thought you would be interested to know that there was about, I'd say, 5 or 6 trucks from the Border Patrol.
In Henderson. So what's the Border Patrol doing in Hendersonville?
Yes. And I talked to them, and I said, don't you think you need to be down on the border instead of up here? But
and what do they what do they tell you, Carolyn? What do they tell you?
That they come up there to help out.
Okay, all
and
right.
And I just wondered if FEMA had sent them up there.
So wait a second.
I don't know who sent them up?
Hold on, Carolyn. Let me see if I got this right. So right now we have thousands of people that are literally about to march on the border. You know, there's like a huge caravan coming up on the border, and you're telling me that Border Patrol agents who ought to be securing that southern border are actually in North Carolina.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Todd, people ought to know about that.
Wow.
People ought to know that they're not there. They're up here in the mountains. And these mountain folks are taking care of themselves. My nephew just got out of the mountain. He had been there for 12 days, and they finally got out today just to go to the grocery store, and then they're going to have to go back because you might be broke into. You don't know. And so it was just up from Chimney Rock, and you've heard that there Chimney Rock is no more.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think people...
It won't ever be back.
Carolyn, I've seen the pictures. I don't think people understand. It's the entire topography has been destroyed. It's like there are cliffs where there were not cliffs. You know, the rivers where, the whole thing has changed. That's how the force of that water is just unbelievable.
And you look at the top of Lake Lure, a beautiful lake, and it's all houses and wood and logs, and I have heard bodies. I don't know. I've not been there because all the bridges are out that goes to it. And I live in an area that my church is, I go to Mud Creek Baptist, and they are going to be housing up to maybe 300 Baptist men to do work around in the area. And our church is going to house them and feed them 3 meals a day. And there's another church that I just left taking a load of stuff, and that's Upward Bible Baptist. And they're, some of them have been using a zip line to take stuff where the bridge is washed out to take things to people.
Is that right? Well, Carolyn, I think a lot of people may not understand or appreciate the self-sufficiency of the mountain folk in those communities. I mean, they really do look after each other. But the reality is they are going to need help, and we've got to get the power back on. We got to get the water restored, the roads rebuilt, and that's going to take, it's just the reality of it. It's going to take a lot of time.
What is going to hurt is the bridges out.
Yeah.
You know, And these bridges are out, and it's going to take a long time for some of these people to get out. And they say that they're not going to get power unless they can get a road in. Well, ain't no telling when they'll get a road in.
But FEMA, meanwhile, they're camping out at the casino in Cherokee, Harris Casino.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course they are. It's... Well, Carolyn,
there's hundreds of trucks around us, and our churches. Oh, there's just piles and piles at the churches. Mm. The churches have got, I mean, they are just really stepping up, every one of the churches. And all the people are, all these mountain people are stepping up. And they say that they can get more out of the mountain people than they can the government.
No doubt about that.
Don't surprise you.
I'll tell you, I'd rather have one of these good old boys up in the mountains helping me out than a FEMA agent. I'll tell you that much right now.
That's right. And they need to take those border patrols and get them back down there where they need them.
Yeah, exactly. Carolyn, you be safe. Yeah, go ahead.
They've also had the Louisiana War Navy.
Oh, the Cajun Navy.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the Cajun Navy. Yes, that's what it is. Yeah, the Cajun Navy's been up. They have been taking things by horseback back in these mountains, mules.
You know,
mules
that's
back in these mountains.
You know, Carolyn,
medicine and stuff.
Carolyn, I'll say this, and we have a national audience, and people, unless you've been down to Cajun country, unless you've been down to Western North Carolina, you really can't appreciate what Carolyn and I are talking about right now. But you want those, if you're in a pickle, if you're in a fix, you want those kinds of folks coming to get you out of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it works.
And I don't need the Border Patrol here.
No.
We don't need anything. We've got a lot of people that didn't need to cross the border, but since they're here, they're sure not coming to take them back.
Mm-hmm. Well, a good many, I think.
Unless Trump gets in.
Well, that's true. That's true. All right, Carolyn, yep. You hang in there, and you keep us updated, and we love WHKP. They're doing a great job keeping everybody informed over there in Hendersonville, and this is why it's so important to have local radio. And we appreciate Art and all the great folks over there, Tyler, the whole crew. They're just crushing it. Carolyn, God bless you, and thank you for calling in. Let's go to Jerry in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Well, we had a small church here in Gainesville, Georgia. My niece and her two sons and about six people from that Holly Springs Baptist Church to go to Tennessee and pick up five tractor and trailers and carry those to North Carolina over the weekend. They worked for 4 days unloading, packing everything up, and giving these people something to drink, eat, clothing, whatever they needed. This small church did that for them.
Is that right?
And we're really proud. We're really proud of Holly Springs Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia.
It sounds like some sweet people. And Jerry, I can tell you this. There's nothing finer than a small country church or small town church. I've never seen more generous giving people.
I agree. These people, they just work for a whole community.
Yeah.
Not just the church, but for the whole community. And like I say, it's small, but this church is fixing to start growing, I guarantee you.
Jerry, I love that, and what an encouragement. And again, it's really been the Christians, the churches in the community, really churches across the country, Samaritan's Purse and others that are stepping up. And, you know, again, you've got groups like the Cajun Navy. They're the ones stepping in and taking care of folks, and that's what it's all about. Jerry, God bless you, and we want to say thank you to the good people there at the Holly Springs Baptist Church there in Gainesville, Georgia. Thank you for calling in. All right, 901-260-5926. Real quick, let's go to Mike in Georgia. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, same thing. Gainesville, Georgia and Cypress Truck Line. They have done this several times before, but they people in the area donate flies. They have a crew of volunteers that separate them into boxes for families, and so far they have transported 25 truckloads for free.
Wow. What is the name of the truck line again, Mike?
Siphon, S-Y-F-A-N.
Siphon, wow. And they're based there in Georgia, Gainesville.
Gainesville, Georgia.
Well, my goodness. You know what, Mike? Well, you just gave them a shout-out, and God bless you. And God bless those folks for doing that. And thank you for calling in. I'm telling you, we have some very giving people. I also want to give a shout out to the Arlington Armory. We told you guys about them here in the suburbs of Memphis, and a great Marine Corps veteran owns the company, the Arlington Armory. And so many of you guys reached out. You made donations, you brought things over, and they made a trip over to East Tennessee over the weekend to drop off supplies. And look, folks, yeah, we got an election going on, but this is important. And as you can already tell, the mainstream media, they're forgetting about all of this. They don't want people to remember what happened here. We can't do that. And I won't do it. We're going to stand alongside the good people of Western North Carolina and Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, and Tennessee. That's what we're going to do here. All right. Here's what we're going to do right now, though. We do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones And we are going to talk about weather modification. Do you believe that there's just something weird about these hurricanes lately? Very strange, by the way, that one would form in the Gulf of Mexico and explode in size the way it did. It's just very odd. Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene's getting in trouble for some things she said about it, and we're going to talk about it. Hang tight. By the way, I've got to tell you something, folks. Kamala Harris, if this woman takes the White House, you better get ready because you're going to face more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedom. The stakes could not be higher, and that's why you need to make it a priority right now to shield yourself. Now, get this. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing, and this is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. How do you do that? I want you to text the word GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD. My friends at Priority Gold, they've got over two decades of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and they're going to send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you got to act fast. So text GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD for your free guide. Again, this is for a free gold guide. Text the word GOLDEN to 800-405-GOLD. We'll be right back.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
All right. A lot of people want to weigh in, and we're, you know what? We're going to do that. Hang tight. I've got to talk about weather modification, though. Let's go to Cheryl in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Cheryl. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Listen, I think it's great that all the churches are organizing and other groups, but I want to give a shout out to the ones who really started it, like my 23-year-old son, Bobby, who took it upon himself to figure out where they needed supplies, load them up, flew in there in his little mall, took the back seats out, got loaded up with 500 pounds of water, took it to some other little airport, back and forth, back and forth. He probably was at 15 to 20 different airports during that time. And those pilots are the ones who got it going. And now the response was so big, and now they're transitioning to either trucks or helicopters or something like that. But these guys and girls did this on their own dime, out of the goodness of their heart, and just flew wherever they needed to go.
I think this is the untold story. These heroes, these pilots flying their planes and their choppers, into these areas like your son did.
Absolutely. And it was his deal. We didn't say a word. He's like, I'm going. And he did not see but maybe two military aircraft in the 3 days so far that he's been out.
Fascinating. Wow. And his name is Bobby. And how old is Bobby?
Bobby's 23.
Wow. Bobby sounds like a great patriot.
A very, very good patriot, and he's got a mission for God and helping people and aviation. And so he's using his talents where they're best put to use.
I love that story. Cheryl, here's what I want to do. I'm going to put you on a hold. And Cheryl, I want to send Bobby a copy of my latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. I know it's just a very small way of saying thank you. Is that okay? Can we do that?
Oh, that would be wonderful. He'd be honored.
All right. Well, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We're going to put you back on hold, and Lydia will get all your info, And we'll send Bobby a signed copy of the book. Wow, what a terrific story. What a terrific story. All right. So hang tight, Cheryl. And we'll put her on hold. All right. So look, we're going to start this conversation. You know, there's been a lot of controversy over something Marjorie Taylor Greene said about hurricanes and suggesting that is it possible that these storms have been somehow modified? Now, I don't know the answer to that. I don't. But all these people are now coming out, the media is coming out and saying, well, you know, there's no such thing as science fiction. There's no way that you can modify the weather. And I thought, well, that's strange. So I did a little bit of research over the weekend, and I discovered that not only is weather modification a real thing, it has been used by the U.S. military to wage what they call weather warfare. And back in 1967, there was a highly classified operation run by the military called Operation Popeye. And the purpose was to prolong a monsoon in Southeast Asia. This was, and by the way, after all of this was unveiled, weather modification in warfare was allegedly banned by the Environmental Modification Convention. You can look all of this up. It's all out there, folks. Now, the question is it still being used today? That's the question. And I don't know the answer to that, but there are a lot of people out there who say, yes, that something's very strange is happening with the weather. And there are people out there who really believe that the weather is being modified to harm people. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, NOAA, N-O-A-A, they actually published a paper talking about how to stop a hurricane. That was back in 2007. So, yes, it is real, contrary to what the media is telling you. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go right to Richard in Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. All right, Richard. So, look, I thought that MTG was sort of off her rocker here, but it turns out that weather modification is a real thing.
Yes, it is, Todd, and thanks for putting me on. My hurricane experience goes back to 3 years after I was born in 1944 with the hurricane of 1947. In the 60s, my unit was activated to go down to Fort Sulphur in Buras after, I believe it was Betsy. And, you know, I've grown up with hurricanes. What we're seeing today is not normal hurricanes. These are being, I hate to say created because I don't think it goes that far, but they could be. But they are definitely being enhanced and steered. In the 90s, I received the issue of Air Force Magazine, and the headline on the cover announced the article Inside, Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather in 2025. Does that ring a bell?
Wow.
Anyhow, these hurricanes, if we insist on calling them that these days, are no longer natural forces of nature. In the 50s, the late 50s and early 60s, our Air Force was seeding the clouds in what was then Indochina, later North Vietnam, to make the Ho Chi Minh Trail impassable because of mud. This is not new. There was a site in Gakona, G-A-K-O-N-A, Alaska, called HARP, H-A-R-P. No, H-A-A-R-P, two A's. And it was dedicated to weather modification through what they call atmospheric lensing, which involves heating up a bubble, so to speak, in the ionosphere, and then being able to steer it, including over the horizon.
So Richard,
OTH.
Look, I mean, I've grown up on the Gulf Coast, and, you know, we've seen all these things. I have never, in my lifetime, ever have heard of a storm forming in that area of the Gulf of Mexico and exploding to a Cat 5 within 24
hours.
No, it doesn't. It's never happened before. I mean, that's not saying it couldn't happen, but it does make you wonder. And for people going out there and saying, well, weather modification is something that MTG made up. No, she didn't. And there's
it's
very
it's
strange.
Thing.
Yeah, very strange.
This is something that people can poo-poo and ignore, but that.
What happened to Richard? Hello, Richard. Did we lose Richard? I guess we lost Richard. All right, Richard, give us a call back. I'm very intrigued by what Richard was saying. All right, hang tight. On that note, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It's hello, Liz Peek, a great columnist from Fox News, TheHill.com. Liz, we're not going to talk about weather modification with you, but I do want to talk about the state of the presidential race. And it really is fascinating that weather could actually play a big role in how this thing turns out.
Yeah, it sure could. I mean, I think that the Hurricane Helene is not a surprise. We've had hurricanes and hurricane season every year. What is the surprise is that the government's response has been incompetent, slow, tone deaf, and kind of magnified a lot of issues that voters already had, not just with the White House, but also with Kamala Harris. And the number one of those is illegal immigration. I mean, clearly, on social media over the weekend, there was fury about the idea that Alejandro Mayorkas had the nerve to come and tell us that FEMA was almost out of funds to help hurricane victims. And then literally moments later, Kamala Harris puts this thing out on Twitter saying that she's sending, I think it was $147 million to the people of Lebanon because she's so concerned about their well-being. I mean, if that wasn't the most tone-deaf messaging I've ever heard, I really don't know what is. But, you know, I think that your guest talking about creating or exacerbating hurricanes was quite interesting. But I tell you what, if the government has done this, they've done it to hurt themselves, because right now I think people are looking at the entire kind of swath of events that has taken place and saying, oh, my gosh, we cannot have this person running the country. And by the way, you know, it's gotten bad because all the usual actors in the legacy media are out there saying, oh, it's misinformation. They only get worried about misinformation when it is actually information that is hurting their cause. And this is.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that's what's just mind boggling about all of this. Then when you just throw in the complete ineptitude and ineptness of it all, you know, we've gotten the snippets of Kamala Harris from this 60 Minutes interview that's happening later tonight. I want to play this. This was a question about Israel. And Liz, I want to see if you can make any sense of this. Let's play cut number 11, please.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
What is she saying?
I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? This is not just someone who doesn't speak easily. This is someone who doesn't know what she wants to say. And I think what that also reflects is there is no core to Kamala Harris. And I've said this before, but I really think if people are there is either no core belief system in Kamala Harris, and a good example of someone who really had a very strong belief system at his core was Ronald Reagan. He knew what he believed, and you may disagree with him, but he really believed in power, in peace through strength and deregulation and all those things. And I think Donald Trump means what he says and he knows what he means. Kamala Harris doesn't. Either that or she is constantly pretending to be someone she isn't. And I think either way, you can see it in her face. She's incredibly insecure and uncertain of what she's about to say. And that stems from a lack of conviction or a tremendous amount of dissembling. So I think it's up to your listeners to figure out which is which. And I honestly don't know, except this. What we do know about Kamala Harris is what she told us in 2019 when she was hoping to be the Democrat nominee then. In the 2020 election. She had all kinds of very progressive policies like Medicare for All and the Green New Deal, and she's totally flipped on all of that and now says, oh, you know, I don't know whether she says she's devolved, but now she is. Actually, she hasn't even disavowed those opinions. It's her campaign that has. So what have we seen lately from her? She's made one consequential decision since becoming the candidate, and that's picking Tim Walz as her running mate. Mm. And what do we know about Tim Walz? He's an extraordinarily progressive governor who believes in boys playing in women's sports, who believes in nine-month abortion freely available through 9 months, and all the rest of those heinous policies that he has enacted in his own state. So that, I think, really tells you much more than these little whispered innuendos from her campaign that strive very much to make her sound like someone who would appeal to the average working person in America. She does not appeal to that person. It is clear from the polling, and there's a very good reason why. Those people are common sense. The blue-collar worker in Michigan or in Pennsylvania looking at Kamala Harris and saying, no, I don't think so. And by the way, one last thing without babbling on, there was a New York Times poll, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, New York Times Siena poll, big one. And when they asked, does the candidate mean what she says or mean what he says? 34%, I think, said that Kamala Harris means what she says. 60% says the same of Donald Trump. That is really a huge indictment of Kamala Harris. And I think, again, it goes to this issue that she is either dissembling big time or she just really doesn't know what she says.
So speaking of Tim Walz, Saturday Night Live has really skewered not just him, but her, and portraying her as a woman who just basically drinks her body weight in wine, also relies on her husband, Dougie. And I want to play this audio of Kamala Harris. This is from Saturday Night Live, a sketch about Tim Walz. Cut number five, please.
Okay, he's out there. He's doing his thing, whatever that may be.
Okay, come on, just relax. You know, you haven't had a night off in 3 months. Do you want to watch something less stressful like the Menendez Brothers show?
Yeah. I don't know, Dougie. I kind of wish I had picked Josh right now.
Oh, Josh Shapiro?
No, Josh. Cabernet.
Look, Tim'll be fine. It's not like he's gonna say something crazy.
I've become friends with school shooters.
You can't make it up, Liz. You just can't make it up.
They don't need to make it up. You know, it's real life. Look, I think Tim Walz was a very big mistake. People say that no one votes for the vice president, but again, I think it just kind of furthers the narrative, if you will, terrible word. That Kamala Harris is incompetent, because after all, her team vetted this guy. And what did they kind of oops on? His military record and how he presented it to people, whether or not he'd really been in Tiananmen Square, and other things that he has claimed that simply are not true. Now, Joe Biden is the biggest, you know, liar of all time, in my view, to occupy the Oval Office. He always makes stuff up about his background. So maybe people don't care. I don't know. Maybe they're going to really buy this whole joy thing. But I really do think that it's wearing thin, that there's no meat on the bones, and I think voters are kind of getting on to that.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Liz, we got to leave it there. Always good hearing from you.
Thank you so much for having me on. Take care.
All right, Liz Peek, everybody, from Fox News. Oh, by the way, here's another clip from Saturday Night Live. This is Tim Walz explaining the Tiananmen Square massacre lie. Cut six.
But let's move on. Governor Walz, you claimed you were in Hong Kong during the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre when you were home in Minnesota. Can you explain that?
So I think what happened is I went to Epcot. You can go around the whole world, and I had a couple in the Germany section, and I thought I went to China. Anyway, I'm a knucklehead.
Wow. Okay, there you go, folks. 901-260-5926, our number. Some big news to share with you. A new Reuters study says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Millions of people are turning off old media and turning into Newsmax. And by the way, 5 o'clock Eastern, you got to watch the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. Newsmax just announced it plans to go public. And if you are eligible, you can become an owner of Newsmax by purchasing preferred shares pre-IPO. All you need to do is go to NewsmaxInvest.com to see if you are eligible. You can go online and read Newsmax's memorandum. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse, so join the news revolution. Get Newsmax shares. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com to see if you're eligible. We'll be right back.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
All right, so in 1947, a tropical storm was moving west to east, all right, west to east, and was seeded by the military in an attempt to modify the hurricane, all right? The hurricane then turned west and made landfall at Savannah, Georgia, and it was blamed on the experiment, and then they stopped seeding the hurricanes, allegedly, for about a decade. So this goes all the way back to the 1940s that they've tried to modify the weather. And, of course, we mentioned to you about Ho Chi Minh Trail and how they actually prolonged monsoon season by 30 to 45 days. And after that, they decided to cease all weather warfare. We've got Richard back from listening to us on KWAM in Tennessee. And so Richard, do you think the government stopped? I mean, I would have never have known they were actually trying to do this kind of stuff.
This has been going on for quite some time, Todd. You know, since it's going back to the 40s, 50s, 60s, it's nothing. It's not a dance that these people are new to. Like I said earlier, I was part of the troops that were sent down to take care of people that were hit by Hurricane Betsy. And before that, it was part of my childhood growing up. You know what it's like in New Orleans for Katrina.
Sure.
We evac'd out to Central, outside of Baton Rouge, and anybody who went through it knows what it was like when you came back home. None of those hurricanes were as quick to spin up as Helene and now Milton. These are artificially spun up, and they're being guided by the process called atmospheric lensing, which is also capable of performing over-the-horizon lensing, which gives you a hell of an advantage in weather warfare. But
well, Richard, I'll say this. When you look at Helene, I mean, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the greater danger was not in Florida, but it was up. Originally, they thought that thing was going to hit Atlanta, Georgia, square on. And I thought, wow, I said, that's where the danger zone is. But then instead it shifted and it hit North Carolina, which, by the way, Western North Carolina the week before had gotten about 11 inches of rainfall. So when you add, 20 to 30 inches on top of that, you're going to get some pretty horrible conditions up there in the Carolinas. So I'm not surprised by that. But this hurricane down there now, that one just caught my attention. I just don't know about that.
Can I introduce one other aspect that hasn't been brought up yet?
We've got about 30 seconds, so if you can do it in 30 seconds.
I'll make it quick. Voter suppression. This is nothing that would happen in a Democrat-friendly state.
Well, that's, now that is an interesting thought, and people are making that connection, right? They're connecting those dots, and they're saying, okay, is it possible that this hurricane has been man-made or modified with the intent of, shutting down the votes in, the state of Florida? I don't know, Richard. I don't know.
Damn right it has been.
All right. There you go. Richard, we'll leave that up to the listeners as well, but you made a compelling argument there. Richard, thank you for that. All right. Take care. Thanks for listening to KWAM. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, we've got to take a break here. We'll be getting to your calls. By the way, folks, in the meantime, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. Download our free podcast. You're going to love that. Every single afternoon that podcast comes out filled with all sorts of great information. And also sign up for our newsletter. That comes out in the morning. So we have the podcast in the afternoon. We've got the newsletter in the morning. Exclusive content just for our listeners, and we do not charge you a single penny because we like to do that for you. All right, we got to take a break again. Our number, if you want to weigh in, do you think the government's controlling the weather here, folks? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I've been fighting my whole life.
1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps.
So, you told me that saying a prayer on the 50-yard line was the thing that was going to get me in the biggest fight of my life?
When did prayer become un-American?
Nobody cared for 7 years. Now they do.
Will you finish this with me? Because I can't do it without you. You're the one who taught me that there are still things worth fighting for.
Average Joe. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 11. Get tickets at AverageJoeMovie.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right, was watching the latest intel from the National Hurricane Center, and they're saying Hurricane Milton now has maximum sustained winds of 175 miles an hour. Jeez, aloo. So they say this thing is expected to weaken when it approaches Florida. Anyway, they're predicting a surge, storm surge, 10 feet tall in Tampa, as well as some pretty destructive winds. So I'm curious, I know we have a lot of Florida listeners. Are you folks evacuating and heading to high ground? Our understanding is Interstate 75 is bumper to bumper right now as people are trying to get out of the path of the storm. So anyway, nothing to mess around with here, folks. Get out of town. If you're in a low-lying area, you got to get out of town. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Poor Dan has been holding on for a while, and I want to get to his call before we get to the story out of St. Louis. Dan, welcome, and what is on your mind?
Hey, thank you, sir. Hey, I don't know about the weather deal, but they'll do anything to promote the climate change. We spoke last Friday about FAA and FEMA asking the local airport to shut down. And then on Saturday, I volunteered at the McDowell County Emergency Service Area. Basically, it is a base camp for rescue, urban rescue and recovery. And there's like 500 people there. They are Border Patrol people. They are federal prison guards. They are alcohol law enforcement. These urban recovery people come from California, Indiana, Pennsylvania. There's a bunch of sheriff troopers around, deputies, as well as lots of NC troopers. They're manning all the different posts that are around. And I was up there because we were feeding these guys. I was with them for 15 hours. And the trailer I worked with was our local Fraternal Order of Police. They feed about 300 people, breakfast, a little less at lunch, and then dinner. And FEMA is there. Or I should say FEMA executives are around there. They didn't like where our reefer unit was parked. We've had some problems with one of the reefer refrigeration units, so they brought in a different one. There's somebody's messed around with fuel in it, so they had to bring up a backup, and then they didn't like where it was parked. They told our group that we're not supposed to feed all the people because they also set up a serving line. It's in this church. And imagine this, it's probably about money and control because those volunteers, or they're not volunteers, they were brought in, these urban recovery people, apparently there is a price per plate through the FEMA. We're feeding them for free, all volunteer money, all volunteer resources. So if they go through the FEMA line in the church, they're supposed to sign. And the rumor is it's $30 a plate.
So wait. So you're telling me because there have been some reporting that $750 was basically a loan that they would have to pay back. You're telling me that the survivors would have to pay $30?
No. This isn't survivors. These are people that were brought in from emergency services for rescue.
So who's paying the $30 for the meal? Dan, you're confusing me here. Who's paying the $30 for?
These workers, these urban workers that are there, FEMA has set up a food line for them as well as our free food line.
Oh, I see.
If they go through the FEMA food line, rumor is it's charged per plate,
okay, well,
not on hand. It's an accumulating cost for FEMA.
Okay, well, let me stop you there. And again, that's the challenge here is the rumor part of it. I mean, if we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, we have concrete evidence and proof, yeah, we want to know about that. And we want to do something about that. I think it's outrageous that anybody's having to pay anything over there. I mean, that's just crazy. But the reality is,
these guys aren't pulling their wallets out. This is what FEMA told the guys that are running the show that I'm volunteering with. So I'm getting secondhand information, and they were livid. There was a lot of, we'll call it tough conversations with this trailer. The day earlier, FEMA came in with Blackhawks. Apparently, O'Walker was there. They were doing picture ops. And then they flew out. The guys that are going up and doing recon, retired trooper, now a chaplain, my coworker was up there with them, and he said it is true that they are confiscating. So it appears that if you don't wear a FEMA patch, you're not an approved contractor. FEMA doesn't want any part of it.
Yeah.
And these guys were saying, leave your resources with churches, because if it's with the fire department, FEMA will go in after it.
No, I'm with you on that. And again, folks, if you are going to donate, you know, resources, do it through a local church and not any sort of a government agency. Dan, got to run. I appreciate that call, though, and thank you for the intel. And no, look, we are hearing, I'm hearing firsthand information. I can tell you that right now that FEMA is, in fact, confiscating goods. Now, there is new video that has surfaced, and I want to describe this for you because I've seen this video, and it's disturbing. This was from Burnsville, North Carolina. Now, the locals report that two black SUVs did a slow roll by a distribution site. For about 45 minutes later, helicopters showed up. These helicopters, black choppers, there were no identifying marks on the helicopters. None. Unmarked. And they swooped in low over the supplies, the donated supplies, and basically the updraft destroyed a lot of the supplies. And then they just flew off. And so nobody knows who these people are. It's all on video. You can see it. And it does make you wonder, who are the good guys here, right? What's really going on here? Are we not going to help? Are we really going to play these kinds of games? But I'm telling you that the kinds of people that are in charge of the government right now are very dangerous, evil people. Very dangerous. When you look at people like Dr. Rachel Levine, the man who thinks he's a woman, these are very dangerous people. They use their power to bully. And that's the impression I'm getting here. It's just all very, very ugly. All right, 901-260-5926. Very curious to hear how you guys are doing in Florida. If you are evacuating, give us a call. Want to hear from you. This is a report out of St. Louis. Now, the media will tell you, at least the national media, will tell you, well, there's no way illegals are going to be able to vote in the election. Nobody wants that. Come on. Well, that is simply not true. And now a local Fox TV affiliate in St. Louis has discovered some rather startling evidence. Cut number 9.
An investigation by Fox 2 finds non-U.S. citizen migrant workers are being encouraged to vote in November's presidential election. Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes found this out after an employer of migrant workers alerted him.
These union mailers were just sent to non-U.S. citizen migrant workers. They say, quote, stop the steal by stopping Trump's allies. Vote for Harris Walls and pro-worker candidates. Here's 11 of the mailers addressed to non-U.S. citizens mailed to their workplace, which alerted Fox 2. The business, which specializes in landscaping, does not want to be identified. The company's manager told us their migrant worker employees, who are from Mexico, are all background checked and have legal H-2B visas, which allow their temporary stay here. The manager explained the migrant workers are also allowed to have union representation and that they pay dues to their union, called LIUNA. But the manager cannot understand why the union would send mailers to non-U.S. citizens encouraging their vote in the presidential election.
We've tried repeatedly to get an explanation from Washington, D.C.-based union LIUNA. 3 emails to their communications department and 3 phone calls.
A 4th call also went to voicemail. We checked with Ms.
Oh, there you go, folks. That's how they're going to do this. And why do you think they've got, there are thousands of people that are marching towards our border right now, another massive caravan. They're going to be here just in time for Election Day. What do you think is really going on here? I'm telling you, that's how they're going to try and steal this election. That's how they're going to try to do it. So don't tell me that illegals, there's no way an illegal can vote in our election when you just had a TV news report from St. Louis, Missouri. Nowhere near the border, from St. Louis, saying, oh, yeah, yeah, they're trying to get these illegals to sign up to vote. We got to get to the bottom of this, folks. We've got to get to the bottom of it. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Did you watch any of the college football games over the weekend? Wow, that was absolutely insane. I watched the Vanderbilt-Alabama game and then the Tennessee-Arkansas. I don't want to talk about that. Can we talk about Vanderbilt, though? What the heck? That was unbelievable. Great game. Well done, Vandy. Well done, fans. They stormed the field, as they should. I mean, Vanderbilt normally gets beat by high school teams. So this was kind of a big, big deal. So they took the, so they're in Midtown, or the West End of Nashville, which is about a mile and a half, I think, from the university campus to the Cumberland River. And so you had a mob of students, thousands of students, marching the goalpost down to the river and tossing the goalpost into the river. As well they should. I mean, this is a huge victory. When was the last time they beat Alabama? When was the last time they beat anybody? It's huge. So anyway, now the SEC has stepped in, and they're fining Vanderbilt $100,000. And Vanderbilt says, or the SEC says, they're fining Vanderbilt because the fans stormed the field and they tore down the goalpost. Now, I don't believe this. I think it's bogus. I think what the SEC did is they're fining Vanderbilt $100,000 for daring to beat Alabama. How dare you? Who do you think you are, beating Alabama? Shame on you. Now, Arkansas was fined $250,000. Because apparently this is their second offense, and they beat Tennessee. I don't know, folks. I can't explain it. I wish I could. What can I say? Anyway, the Alabama message boards, people are going insane. They are losing their minds over this. They want the coach fired. Look, it happens every now and again. You're going to lose. But not to Vanderbilt. Jeez, Lou, that's kind of embarrassing. All right, I have a question for all you Gen Z people out there. And I love you guys. You know I do. So what I say in tough love. But you need to put your big boy and big girl pants on. According to a new study, Generation Z has now extended the timeline for adulthood. Now, back when I was growing up, and I'm a Gen Xer, we're a tough generation. And we're going to live till we're like 100. And you want to know why we're going to live till we're 100? You want to know why? Because we grew up taking the Flintstones vitamins. That's why. And you know we all kind of OD'd on them at one time or another because they were flavorful. Were they actually vitamins? I don't know that. I don't know. But you know what? I think they were, and that's good enough because we're Gen X. We're a tough bunch, a tough generation. The latchkey kids. We didn't need parents. Just leave us be. So now Gen Z comes along. And they're, dare I say, the coddled generation. So according to this survey, Generation Z says they don't consider themselves fully grown until they turn 30 years old. Is this true? A new study from Life Happens surveyed 2,000 Americans, and many have now come to the conclusion that turning 18 no longer makes you an adult. Most said that being an adult begins when you can pay your own bills, be financially independent, and put responsibilities over fun. Other markers include moving out and joining the world of work. With all those milestones further out of reach for young people today, it's no wonder, I'm reading from the article here, it's no wonder that only 11% of Gen Zers admitted they actually feel like adults. What's more, they have agreed that the age at which adulthood likely starts in the current climate is 27 years old. What's wrong with you people? You know what, Gen Xers, you know when we became adults? When we turned 13, baby. That's right, 13. I was driving a car by the time I was 14. I'm not sure that was legal. Without a seatbelt, because that's the way we rolled. You get into a car crash, yes, you fly through the dashboard, but you know what? You have a great story to tell when you go out on your first date when you're, I don't know, 12. Anyway, according to the Gen Zers surveyed, even the more traditional markers of adulthood, like settling down, buying a house, or having kids, are now unaffordable. Even some millennials don't feel self-sufficient yet. Oh, by the way, and they're saying even some Gen Xers. Wait, what? On average, Americans generally hope to be financially stable by the age of 46. So I'm curious, are you hearing this, ladies and gentlemen? Are you buying into this argument that adulthood now starts at the age of 27 years old? A staggering 71% of people agreed that it's harder to be an adult now than it was 30 years ago. Well, yes, because that's because back in the day, we didn't pay $6 for a bottle of water. You know what we did? We went to a drinking fountain and got it for free. Or as Paul Shanklin said, we used to go over if we were thirsty and there was a garden hose. We would turn the hose on and we would slurp the water out of the garden hose. And that's why most of my generation is cancer-free, I think. I really can't verify that. I think the attorneys are going to call in a minute. But the reality is that so many people are just living above their means now, right? I mean, look, why do you have to have a McMansion? Why do you need that? Why do you need four or five cars? Why do you need all this stuff? You know, back when we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, we didn't need a lot. We thought it was cool if we went to the 4:30 matinee down at the theater. We thought it was pretty cool if we, you know, had a pocket full of quarters to go down to the arcade. That's how we lived our life. I remember riding my bicycle and down to the Rexall drugstore when I was, you know, in elementary school, sitting there on the floor drinking a bottle of Coca-Cola and reading the comic books. Man, that was the life back in the day. But now it's like, kids, you turn 16, you're getting a brand new car. What? Come on. My very first car was the only car I had, and it was an El Camino pickup with the sparkly baby blue paint. It was a sweet ride. I miss those days. So anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're wondering why your 27-year-old is going to the high school prom, there you go. Thoughts and prayers, America. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, I forgot to take my Flintstones vitamins today. We'll be right back, America.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
All right, Paul Shanklin sending me a text. He says, Starnes, Gen X, we drank out of a garden hose. That vinyl chloride will protect us forever. Well, that's according to Dow Chemical, so you can always trust Dow Chemical, right? Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Ed Vitagliano, the executive VP of the American Family Association. Ed, I have to ask you a personal question, if that's okay.
Absolutely. I trust you, Todd.
Are you a Gen Xer?
A Gen Xer? No, I'm a boomer.
Are you really?
I was born in 1958.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you were that old, Ed.
I'm an old dude. I sure am.
Yes, you always sound young, though. Hey, let me run this by you before we talk about what we're going to talk about. This new report out that most Gen Zers believe, and millennials believe, that adulthood does not begin at 18. It begins at around 27 or 30 years old.
Wow.
Right?
This is a serious take on their part?
Yeah, wow. I got to tell you,
You know what? I would attribute that to a couple of things. First of all, it's not unusual probably for any generation in the last 50 or 60 years to think that adulthood starts after college. College is kind of treated as 4 years of fun while you're getting a degree, but pushing it to 27 or 30, I'm guessing that what they're thinking is that that's probably when I'm getting married, and that's when real adulthood starts. I don't agree with it, obviously. That's a terrible take on their part. But I wonder if it's tied to when they expect to get married.
I don't know, Ed, but I'll tell you this much. Your generation, at least you guys raised us Gen Xers, you know, we're of hearty stock, you know, which is, you know, having to go to the playgrounds with the rusty, you know, swing sets. And
yes.
Just rub dirt on our wounds.
Yeah, gravel underneath it. There was no rubber mats underneath the jungle gym. And listen, we kids had to deal with bullies. You know, I had a bully that lived across the street when I was 6 years old, and that's when my dad taught me how to fight back. And I came home crying the next day, and my dad said, "Did you fight back?" And I said, "No, sir." And he said, "Well, tomorrow, if you come home crying and you haven't fought back, I'm going to give you a spanking." So our generation and the generation that came after us, we had to learn how to deal with bullies, and we didn't get in a fetal position under a desk and wait for the DEI folks to come save us either.
I think, you know, if you want to know what life was like in the 80s, just watch the Bad News Bears movies, ladies and gentlemen, and then you'll get a good idea.
That's right.
Ed, we got to talk about a great new documentary that just came out. I know we had Walker on the Newsmax TV show Friday. This is so amazing. It's called Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, a brand new documentary out. CultureWarrior.movie is the website, and you guys take us back through the life and the ministry of the man who founded American Family Association.
Yeah, this was 3 years in the making. Our very own American Family Studios did this, and they drew upon, we had boxes of old VHS videos from appearances that Don Wildman, who started AFA back in 1977, he was on various talk shows debating television studio executives, and we found videos with addresses to churches, all sorts of pictures. And so this is a video that examines the life and ministry of Don Wildman. But beyond that, it is a look at one man's desire to make a difference in the culture. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where he just decided, listen, television is a vast wasteland, and I want to try to do something about it. And he found out that he was not alone, and that was the strength of American Family Association, was that there were other people very concerned about the direction our culture was taking. And, man, over 45 years later, AFA is, by the grace of God, still going strong.
It's really remarkable, and it all started in the living room of a Methodist preacher in South Haven, Mississippi, not too far from Memphis. And now it has, you know, this ministry has impacted the entire nation in such a powerful way. And, of course, a large part of that is the American Family Radio Network.
That's true. Over 170 stations in 36 states. And that was another thing. You know, Don Wildman was, I always described him as a man who could see around corners. I mean, he just kind of had an understanding of where we're going, and I think God just gave him some great ideas about how to make a difference. And one of the things that was a big frustration for him in the late 80s, early 90s, was trying to get a Christian perspective out in the culture was nearly impossible because there were three television networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and guess what? They didn't care about what Christians thought, and for a lot of the time, they didn't care what conservatives thought either. And so Don Wildman thought, you know what? I'm going to start a radio network, and we will at least have the opportunity to have our say. So this movie, and I'm not just saying this because it's AFA, it was really interesting. I've forgotten the battles that, some of the battles at least, I've been here since 1996, some of the battles that AFA fought were kind of memory hold, The Last Temptation of Christ, the blasphemous movie, 7-Eleven making pornographic magazines available, even if children could see these magazines, all these kinds of battles that were fought. And Don Wildman had lots of people who resisted him, including in his own denomination, but he persevered. And here in 2024, again, by God's grace, we're still in the fight.
And you know what? What's fascinating about this is I remember back when I was at Fox, this would have been 2005, and I remember I had pitched you guys for a story because I grew up listening to American Family Radio. I mean, it's just, you know, it's part of who, you know, part of the South. And they're like, oh, that's an extremist group. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And one of my goals at Fox was to show management, which they finally, you know, came around to seeing, that American Family Association was not only a legitimate organization, but it was one of the most important organizations in the country, especially when it came to issues regarding the family. And, you know, that's a process, you know, Ed, because there are so many people that are out there, so many haters, Southern Poverty Law Center, the Human Rights Campaign, and man, they have gone to war, and you guys win every single time.
Well, and I do want to say that when Brother Don started American Family Association, it was in the late 70s, and there were a number of different groups that were popping up. And, of course, it wasn't just us. It was, you know, Moral Majority, Dr. James Dobson. There were a number of groups that were starting because we understood that we were being Christians were being pushed to the fringes. And a lot of people were just buying what your typical news media person might say about us. And the things that we were talking about, the destruction of the family, we see this being played out all the time. And it's being a root cause for poverty and criminal behavior and the assault on the family, I think. And then, of course, the institution of the church. The attempts to discredit the Word of God, all these things have eroded the foundational principles upon which our country was founded, but also the moral core. We are a country that is hollowed out to some extent anyway. It hasn't been totally successful, of course, as you prove and others who are in this fight today, but it has done serious damage.
Yeah,
to the extent that no one can actually be sure that our republic is going to survive. So more and more people are waking up to this and not believing the lies that the mainstream media tells them. And so thanks to shows like you have, Todd, and others, the truth is starting to get out there and people are starting to wake up.
All right, Ed, we're going to have to leave it there. Folks, culturewarrior.movie. and we've got a link to it on the live show blog. You got to go and watch this new feature-length documentary, one of the most important stories of our generation. All right. And by the way, Ed, I will say that we get more response from your listeners regarding my commentaries than any other thing we do. And so we just love the American Family Radio audience. Great people.
Well, Todd, they have good taste.
Yes, they
so
do.
If they are applauding your commentaries, it's for a reason, sir.
I completely agree with that. All right, Boomer Ed Vitagliano. Ed, good hearing from you, my friend.
All right, Todd, God bless you.
All right, take care now. What a great group of people. They are just fine, fine people. American Family Association. Go watch that movie, and you're going to see what kind of an impact. One man, he had a vision. And look what happened, Don Wildman. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
All right, welcome back. And real quick, let's go to the phone lines. John in Louisiana, KROF, wants to give somebody a shout-out here. John, what you got for us?
Well, the other day I was, first of all, thanks for taking the call. The other day I was driving along in the car and I had the radio on and I heard two interesting things that just welled me up inside. One of the messages was about the Samaritan's Purse organization, which I support monetarily since I can't be there to do any restoration or anything. And the other one, just this is close to my heart, the Cajun Navy. God yeah. bless America. I welled up so much knowing that those guys, my neighbors, are out there, and they are in every kind of disaster you can think about. So I just think, you know, they're doing God's work, and I just want to congratulate them and say, God,
well done.
Please watch out over these people.
Amen.
And another thing, one thing left.
John, I hate to do this, but we're going to have to cut it short because we have got to get to our guest. But God bless you, my friend, and thank you for saying those kind words about the Cajun Navy and Samaritan's Purse. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Dr. Peter McCullough from the Wellness Company, joins us now. And Dr. McCullough, always an honor to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, when you look at what happened last week with the hurricane, what's about to happen to Florida right now, and all I could think of, all those people in desperate need of resources, of medicines, and how vitally important these emergency kits are that you guys supply at the Wellness Company.
Boy, you said it. You know, and I saw all that muddy water with corrugated metal and wood floating there and the velocity. Do you know how many people with dirty cuts and lacerations getting infected there are in that region? For Hurricane Helene, it's through the roof. And urgent cares were closed. Hospitals are closed. People need Wellness Company emergency kits. It's so clear. The red emergency kit, which could handle everything that you could imagine with the disaster and all this, you know, the threat that people have, would be vital. You'd need one in the household. The Wellness Company has opened up a free telemedicine for the affected area so people can get, whether it's through our pharmacy or local ones, if they're open, they can get insulin and medicines that they need, vital medicines. But boy, this is such a time for people to learn. Get prepared, Wellness Company emergency kit.
And folks, again, the website, twc.health/starns. and you'll find all the medical emergency kits they have. I've got all of them, except for the kids' emergency kit, but I've got all the rest of them, and you should too. And as Dr. McCullough said, free virtual care visits for those impacted by Hurricane Helene. And again, twc.health/starns, and you'll be able to access that there. But Dr. McCullough, not only that, we were dealing with this possible strike at the ports, which would have been a massive threat to everybody in the country.
Oh, for sure. And people need to have a supply of their medicine. I don't know if you heard, Todd, but Ken Paxton and Texas Attorney General is going after the companies that raised the price on insulin and, you know, tried to, in a sense, starve the diabetics out on getting insulin. Wellness companies broken through all that. We have the one wellness memberships, which are fantastic. The middle level and highest level memberships have free prescriptions. So I'm in that one myself. I'm old enough to need some prescription medicines. And let me tell you what, once you have them set up through the wellness company pharmacy that they're using in Ohio, you're in great shape. The medicines come get shipped to you right away, free of charge. So people ought to be looking at these One Wellness memberships. They are really terrific, and that way they can get ahead of a threat like a port strike.
It's great advice. And Dr. McCullough, October, flu season, how bad is it going to be? We're going to have a rough one this year?
No, it's going to be mild. It's predicted to be mild. People should not panic. Flu, RSV, COVID, it's now very manageable. Wellness company kits have been expanded to cover seasonal flu if you need it. You know, there's 4 antivirals for influenza. The vaccines don't cover it really at all. Respiratory syncytial virus we treat with albuterol nebulizers. And, of course, COVID, we've got complete treatment for that. So I think at this point in time, I'm not advising patients to take any of these vaccines. If they happen to get these illnesses, we treat them, get it through it, and let natural immunity protect them.
It is healthcare without the propaganda. That's why we are huge fans of the Wellness Company. I have all of their emergency kits. I've actually had to dip into mine once. Yeah. And, folks, I'm telling you, I was so glad it was there.
As soon as you get one, it comes up. It's amazing.
It really is. And I think even my doctor has one. You know, he was like, wait a second, where did you get this? And I'm like, let me tell you, promo code STARNS, you're going to get the discount. But, Dr. McCullough, I just want to say thank you, because you guys are doing great work offering these free virtual care visits for the hurricane victims. And I know that's really troubling. A lot of elderly people are stuck and not able to get to the doctor. And that's going to make that's really going to make the difference, I do believe.
I agree. And, you know, the response from the Biden administration has been horrible. They didn't let the helicopter pilots rescue anybody. And they didn't let Americans help other Americans. It reminded me just of like COVID. They tried to block doctors helping patients with, you know, the early treatments that we were using. It's the same authoritarian approach that the government's in charge. People can't help each other anymore. And I tell you, we don't believe in that as a wellness company. We can help each other out. We don't need the government to be dictating every step in our response.
Well said. Well, Dr. McCullough, we're going to leave it there, and we're going to promote the heck out of the virtual care visits. Thank you, as always, for the great information. Thank you for the great work y'all are doing at the Wellness Company.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, folks. Again, if you have a friend, neighbor, loved one in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, you've been impacted, you've been affected by the hurricane, tell them about twc.health/starns. The page will pop up. You'll see my face. Use my last name, Starns, and you're going to get massive discounts. But most importantly, you're going to get free virtual care visits from doctors, and that is a huge thing. All right, we got to scoot out of here. It's been a great day. 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Tomorrow, same time, 12 o'clock Eastern. I don't know what time zone I'm in. Be good, America. We'll see you tomorrow.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.